Hello, dear Susan. Welcome to Chapter 15. And I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are going to talk in this particular chapter for self-promotion, merchandising, and personal selling. Again, the focus will be on travel and tourism, including other important elements of this particular chapter. In this, our learning objective will be understanding the concept of sales promotion and merchandising, and also to know about these concepts are used in achieving personal selling. We will also understand the various sales promotion methods used in travel and tourism. Learning objectives will also help us to know about the steps in planning and evaluation of an effective sales promotion. So different learning objectives exist in this as well. Begin with why sales promotion and merchandising. Why companies spend money on sales promotion and merchandising their product. By this time, you would have understood the perishable nature of tourism product that keeps the marketing professional on their toes. We understood in the previous lectures that perishability of a tourism product results into no revenue earned. As a result, it should be promoted. Many a time, there are quite qualified people who are hired in travel and tourism industry, including airline, who have the background of understanding costing element to ensure that the perishable nature of any tourism product doesn't perish, but generate revenue. For example, I can quote you example of an aircraft having 200 seats. All those 200 seats are not sold at one price. Some seats are created or some marketing and promotion activities are taken to ensure that as a catch or as a promotion, certain specific fare price is offered. And later on, as the demand increases, the price starts shooting up. Not to forget the last minute pricing that are also available on certain websites. So, due to perishable nature of tourism product, sales promotion has to be strongly attentive, creating more sales arm and additional promotional and merchandising factors. Always a need of demand control or to manipulate demand, it is generally done in response to various circumstances or fluctuation occurring periodically. So there are always a need of demand control. This is an area which airlines, hotels focus on. Need of demand control. If demand is not there, then they would come up with some more frequent or different type of sales promotion. Or if demand exceeds, then if demand is going higher and higher, say for example a train, then they put up to control or to meet the demand, they put up an extra compartment, or airline shifts from a small body aircraft to a bigger body aircraft for the same route so that demand is well controlled. So different sales and promotion and merchandising activities do happen. Why sales promotion merchandising? What's the need? Why? The sales promotion and merchandising are specially suitable for shirts, short-term demand changes. And short-term demand changes because the demand for airline seats will be more in the months of holidays. During the period when the holidays are ongoing or would come in, their demand will be there. But once the season gets over, demand may drop. So to cover all these elements and to meet all this, sales promotion, attention, and merchandising the product continues. Essential marketing tool and used by most of the travel and tourism businesses. Because sales promotion is for selling any product, it is essential. So for that, marketing tools are picked up and used. And most of travel tourism business sincerely work on picking up different marketing tools. And that's the reason why we need sales promotion. Essential characteristics of sales promotion and merchandising are, and we will now go and count on the essential characteristic. It begins with part of marketing communication. So through communicating, you create a sales promotion. A technique primarily designed to stimulate consumer purchasing and dealer and sales for effectiveness. You see, when you have a dealer or when you have a consumer, so all your techniques should be effective, not just going in vain, just wasted. It should have its effectiveness in short duration time period through temporary incentives and displays. What does that literally mean? So you have to have a technique wherein for creating it and meeting a short-term market need, you have to run that sales promotion program with an effective approach, and that effective approach should be able to convert that sales promotion into a sale. So what is? It's a kind of below-the-line marketing. Below-the-line marketing technique has to be applied and used, and this is a characteristic of a successful sales and marketing or sales promotion activity. The activity is the short duration. Obviously, for us to create for a short time, short duration, irregular, and incentive-based in nature. So short-term sales promotion would say sometime you would get a message coming up. We are in great demand. We are closing it shortly. Or the prices would shoot up after so-and-so day. So there is an action taken which could be encouraging people with that incentive that is offered. So such type of activities for short-term duration are created in sales promotion. Sales promotion and mainly happens at point of sale, such as external point of sale. External points of could be a web engine. Internal, which means in-house or on-site, where you display your product. And if you book at our stand or if you book at our office, you will be given this promotional rate or promotional benefits. Also, customer's location. We are visiting you, and all those who book during our visit, we will be promoting this exclusively for you. This is an incentive offered to you, or this is a sales promotion exclusively designed for the customer itself. These type of sales promotion are being carried out. For example, Reliance Group would be given 5% additional discount to passengers who book, example, with Indigo. Because as a customer, this is our sales promotion and we would offer it to them. Sales promotion and merchandising with the marketing objectives to be realized. And this has to be considered. This must be remembered that sales revenue targets and variances. Because the sales target that by the end of a specific month, that's my target. And that's why you see the sales team in action. Good management does not believe retaining the sales team within the office. Some of them encourage them to keep visiting, promoting as sales promotion for their product. And it is because it is related to over or under capacity utilization. Sometimes under capacity utilization is happening. Aircraft is seeing less load or hotel rooms are not being sold. That's why the marketing has to be done. And you realize that. Activities or competitors are more in action. Some are more active. So that's the marketing objective. You should bear in mind that your competition is exceeding in their activities. So other business environment factor representing unknown threat or opportunity. Suddenly, you don't know, suddenly the market would drop because of a recession or because of a new product that is going to arrive on a specific date. That's a threat in the industry. XYZ airline is going to fly to this new destination and they will snatch major market share. Or there is an additional operation of certain thing going out of a route which is very competitive route to us. So all these unknown factors play for marketing objective. And then difficulties in distribution channel. This also is one of the major concerns to be realized. You have a difficulty. Sometimes if you are putting up a sales promotional activity, you may not get the specific time slot, or for certain reason, they are not anymore taking ad for you, so on and so forth. So these are two objectives are of importance and has to be realized in that context. A sales promotion and merchandising are aimed at different customer groups. I give you the example of an Reliance group. So could be as a group of individual customers, as a buyer. Sometimes this is a one-on-one sale. So you target individual customer. Like many banks were believing earlier that it is better to go to corporate, but with the additional income coming in, the bank find individual customer as one of their good clients. And this is how many cooperative banks work. And they promote, they do their sales activity with individual customers because they have some additional funds available that could come as a deposit with them and will provide bank to loan to the corporate or small business houses. This is how corporate bank work. Likewise, it is aimed at distribution channels, different distribution channel that is picked up, and the sales team. Sales team could be consistent of number of staff designed to different markets on a national level, could be zone-wise, could be district-wise, could be any division that is being made. So promotion is aimed at different customer group. And mind it, your internal sales team is also your internal buyer. Because the product will be sold through your sales team, which is your internal sales force. Other than their job to promote to external. Sales promotion method used in travel and tourism industry. Now we bring in travel and tourism in our discussion. Different customers group, competitors. Sometimes your competitors are considered as your people to who would take your sales promotion, and you use them. You use offering gifts. Buy with us, you will get this gift as a New Year gift, as a Diwali gift, whatever. Every passenger, I give some examples of this, offering free gifts, which is adding value to your product, which gives shine to your product, that I got the value for my hotel booking, but I got a free gift. I would be given an additional overnight giveaway if I stay 3 nights there. Reward scheme for regular customer, and this goes with the frequent flyer program. The hotels have, they have partners with the airline, they join up together. So you earn points for your stay at the hotel, or if you fly with a specific airline or with a specific airline group. You also have the something like lucky winner in a dip. So you put your name in a dip, you are entitled for a lucky winner. Lot of sales promotion happens this way. They give you free ticket, a free hotel stay, a free 1 or 2 night stay in a hotel, etc., etc. There are lucky winners for this. And this is one of the great sales promotion technique. Also disguise price reduction. And suddenly they would announce, today is 20% off who would book for only today at this particular show. A special price would be given to you if you buy from us today itself. This is not available for after 30th of so-and-so date. And then cross-selling. You are buying this product, we will have more products as an offering. Different type of sales promotion attractions are done, addressing it to different type of customer group. More product offerings. So if you buy this, the list price of this another product is so much. But if you are buying this product, this will come to you at half the price. Gimmicks, but still very popular with people. So people will think, I'm getting this at the 50% price. Provision of extra services. This also comes as a sales promotion. That if you book with us 2 nights or 3 nights in the winter or rainy season, hotel is already empty, rooms are available, that fourth night will be free for you, stay with us. So you say, okay, I'm paying only for 3 nights, which again is a reasonably price. I would be getting the fourth or fifth night, whatever the offer could be, for free. So this is an extra service. For not paying, you get certain more. It encourages you to go to such product that has an offering like this. We come to distribution channel, the method used. And obviously, you use competition at distribution channel, what the competition is happening around, offering free gifts again. I mentioned free gifts offering through distribution channel. So anybody who is buying will get a free gift. Offering more incentive in the form of trade margin, sometimes additional revenue offered to you as more than what you are assured, like say 5%. If on turnover, we give you another 2% if you exceed this turnover, to encourage you to give as a sales promotion. And more commission. And this comes in. This work as an incentive. It is a guarantee to you that if I exceed a sale of more than 10 lakh rupees, I will get extra 2%. I've already earned 5%. But extra 2% if I exceed my sale from 10 lakh and above. So more incentive in form of trade. Sometimes certain things are guaranteed. We will give you one, say, airline would say, many things. Lucky winners, special event like reception, parties, yes, for incentive program. It's one of these sales promotion. If you sell a product, you will be sent to, along with a group of those who are successful, a salesperson for us, all will come and go for an incentive program somewhere, or you will be invited for an exclusive reception, which will be attended by XYZ, who's a celebrity, could be a political leader, etc., etc. These type of invitation given as a sales promotion. Lot is prevailing in the market. It's not short of idea, but since I'm counting on this from the slide. So is a sales team. Sales team working in the office will be called a sales team. Obviously, that will be sales assistant, sales manager, senior sales manager, sales director, all that. So whichever is the leader in selling highest will be lucky winner for certain things. So XYZ travel agency has sold so much, so they are entitled for one free ticket to London. Or travel vouchers. It used to come in as a travel voucher, which you can travel. You can take a whale of this with a value of, say, 2,000 rupees. That would give you a discount. When you buy something from a specific travel product, you will get 2,000 rupees down. You see this type of ad coming as a sales promotion. If you buy from us, you will get 5,000 rupees less for your international travel, or 2,000 for a domestic travel. Food vouchers, these are all sales promotion that are used. Gift vouchers, bonuses, and other incentives, all are prevailing as a sales team offer. Competitors are commonly used travel incentives to motivate consumer. And this is happening and fairly accepted in the industry as a form of a sales promotion. Because it is not backdoor, this is officially announced what competitions offer. And it's accepted in the industry. These are not backdoor coming money as a kickback. No, this is officially announced. There would be writing and suggesting that if you exceed the volume of business, you will get additional 2% more on the extra sale that you would do. So all these competitors are commonly used travel incentive to motivate consumer, offering free gifts range from tour operators, travel bags, caps, t-shirts, etc. The ideas are not falling short. It all depends. So if you are buying from a travel, they would give you a shoulder bag or a county cap for free, which of course is for them is a promotion. But obviously a customer, we all love anything which is called a freebie. We are happy to see even a small ball pen coming to you as a free gift because this is coming to you for free. The sum of tour operators keep offering that. They will also give you discount at certain hotels. Suppose you are going to Bangkok, you will get a 5% or 10% discount on X property or extra topping on your product. Some package bottles are given to you. And imagine a bottle of water when you are on a holiday, especially on a tropical weather, you need to consume a lot of water. It matters a lot. Self-promotion example, price reduction. Price reduction recognized as the most powerful for all consumers. Price being reduced for you. And this is almost universally used by airlines, hotel, and tour operator to sell off unsold capacities. Every hotel has fixed number of rooms. Not all will go by sales team. There will be some unsold, and that has to be sold with this type of reduced price. As I mentioned, there are special tour operator who run lastminute.com, they are known. They are known also as bucket shops. Their job is to offer last minute special pricing. And that's a sales promotion. There are bucket shops. If you go down to Europe, especially UK, you will see travel agents selling and displaying in on the board or in the digital media, London business class, A airline, B airline, going at £700, £900. Business class, you are amazed to see that going at solo. These are all last minute offers and that comes in. But again, that's a sales promotion. As I mentioned, tourism products are perishable and they should be sold. Discount offering, say 10% discount on entry fee. So if you go of a group of 40 people, you will get from the list price 10% less, or a group of 40, two people can enter for free. So the guide goes for free. So the casting favors in the cost calculation of your itinerary. And that the travel agent in turn gives it to the corporate who is dealing with that travel group. So discount on select days or holidays for more people is commonly used by tourist attractions. Sales promotion example further, more product offering like value added incentive to purchase. So 4 nights for the price of 3, I mentioned this. This is being used by many hotels, especially in low season. Goa, for example. 5-star, 4-star, 3-star hotel like Le Méridien would offer you stay for 3 nights and get the 4th night for free. So you don't pay for 4 nights. You pay just for 3 nights. It's an incentive, product offering. Also, extra services may include transfers from airport to town in small scenario where there are hotels who need guests, especially in low season. And I mentioned in my previous lectures that it was a very common thing happening in Dubai until about 20 years back. If you are staying at that hotel, they would take you for free from the airport two-way. They will drop you back at the hotel. There are still many airports who are offering extra service like shuttle service from hotel to downtown for shopping customers, those who love to go and shop. So there are special schedule of the buses leaving at specific time period, and those shuttle services are for free without any taxi, without anything. If you join at that particular time, you'll be taken for free from the hotel to downtown, and they will pick you back from downtown to the hotel, which could be far away from a downtown, for free. This is extra service as a sales promotion to promote a specific hotel. Sometimes they would offer you a free sauna or sauna at the 50% discount or body massage at 50% for all our guests. And likewise, these are all sales promotion examples.